大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Culture Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Well, Susan, let's continue our interview with your, let's say, high school days.
Sure.
Where did you go to high school?
I went to Londonderry High School, which
What?
Is... Yes, Londonderry. That's the name of the high school and the name of the town. I lived in Londonderry, New Hampshire, a small town about an hour north of Boston. And it's funny you should mention this because actually I've been thinking a lot about my high school days recently. Just this past weekend, my graduating class had their 20th high school reunion, which means I'm now giving away my age, if people can do the math, I think. So I've been feeling a rush of nostalgia.
All right. So it's close to Boston, the eastern part of the United States.
That's right. That's right. So Boston is in the state of Massachusetts, but Londonderry is in the state of New Hampshire, which borders Massachusetts to the north. So it's a kind of far-flung suburb, I guess about an hour's drive from Boston.
I see. Was it a big high school?
I guess it's all relative, I suppose. I'm trying to remember. I think we had about 1,000 students, if I recall.
So, all together.
Yes. So I think my class itself had probably a little over 300, maybe 350 students.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see. What was your favorite subject in high school?
My favorites were, foreign languages, and I studied German. Actually, if my high school had Japanese, I'm sure I probably would have chosen that. But I had a choice between French and Spanish and German, and I chose German. That was a lot of fun. I also liked anything to do with literature or writing, so language arts class, English, and history classes, government classes, anything to do with social studies. Those were my favorites.
Okay. Do you still remember anything about German? Any German expressions you remember?
Yes, so I can say, ich habe viele vergessen. I've forgotten a lot. And that's probably wrong, I think. I remember certain words. I could probably have a very simple conversation. And I was really surprised, actually, when I went on a trip to Germany several years back, I had forgotten so much. But once I got to the country, I looked around and I suddenly started remembering vocabulary words. You know, I'd see a sign and I'd remember what it meant. And it made me think that all of my knowledge of German is locked away in some secret closet in my brain and I just need to unleash it, you know, unlock it and let it out.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's very interesting. Uh-huh. All right. And were you a fairly outspoken, outgoing type of student?
I guess I was a little bit on the quiet side. You know, I mean, I was friendly. I had a lot of friends. I wasn't the loudest person in the class, that's for sure.
Okay.
I was somewhat outgoing, I'd say, yeah.
Okay. And did you belong to any club?
I did. I belonged to the International Club for, I think, all 4 years, if I remember correctly. And then we just get involved in some different activities throughout the school year.
Yeah. All right. Here in Japan, in Japanese high schools, we have field trips, school excursions. Like when I was a student in high school in Izu, I think we went to Kyoto on our school trip.
Wow, that's
Did
nice.
You, yeah. Did you have anything of that kind?
Well, nothing that compares to Kyoto, I have to admit. But we did have a senior trip. And now this is another example of how things differ from school to school, from town to town in the States. In some cases, you know, you might find a school that would take their senior class to, you know, Orlando to go to Disney World or something like that. But unfortunately, in our case, we kept things very local. And our senior class trip was to a state park in the area, probably, I think it was about a half an hour away, that had, you know, a lake and just, you know, a chance to, like, play sports outside. It wasn't very exciting, to be honest. It was nothing like a trip to Kyoto.
Oh, right.
Frankly, a little bit disappointing, but that's how it was.
Okay. All right. Here's a question that probably a lot of the listeners would like me to ask you.
Should I be nervous?
I wonder if you had a steady who you would go out with?
Ah, boyfriends.
Yeah.
Boyfriends. Well, to be honest, I mentioned I was a little quiet, and actually I was quite shy around boys.
Okay.
I had friends who were boys, you know, that I would hang out with, no problem. But when I would have a crush on a certain boy, I would often just sort of keep it to myself, despite the fact, you know, I'd be reading these teen magazines with, you know, advice saying, you know, how to get this boy to like you or something. And I just couldn't get myself to be that outgoing. So finally, I think it was my last year in high school, I finally decided that I needed to be a little more outgoing if I ever wanted to go out on dates. So I think I was about 17 when I had my first date. And then I made up for lost time, you know. So I had, I had my first boyfriend I dated for about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I didn't talk to him for years and years. But recently, he got back in touch with me. I was really surprised.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was using one of those social networking sites that have become so popular now in the States. And just out of the blue, I got a message, kind of an email from him, just to, you know, get back in touch to see, you know, what I was doing all these years. And it was a nice trip down memory lane.
Okay, all right. So you, email each other?
Well, we don't really keep in touch so much now. It was more of a just kind of quick email to sort of check in and just see, you know, what we've been doing all these years. Because as I said, it's been 20 years since then.
Okay.
But yeah, he was my first boyfriend, and I had one other boyfriend after that in high school.
I see. All right. Do you remember the first date? Where you went and what you did and so forth.
Oh, the first date. I think we went to the movies. I mean, that was kind of the typical dating spot back then too. The town that I lived in, it was a small town, and as I mentioned, it was in a kind of far flung suburb. So there really wasn't a whole lot going on, you know, date wise. So usually people went to the movies, and I think that's what we did.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember what that was though. I've forgotten.
Okay. Okay. Well. Right. My first date in college was also going to see a movie.
All right. Do you remember the movie?
The Graduate.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. You know, I was pretty slow in as far as, you know, dating girls and going out with girls is concerned, and was in my fourth year, in my senior year, that I dated, really had a real date. Anyway.
Wait a second now. You went to see The Graduates, and you were, let's see, in your fourth year of university. So
right.
I have to ask, was your date in her 30s? Like the movie? Was it an older woman?
No, it was back in 1969. I think it was, I was, 22, before, you know, a little before commencement. And wait a minute, you're not supposed to be interviewing me. I'm supposed to be interviewing you, you know?
I've turned the tables on you.
Okay, well, all right. And let's see. Now, what did you used to do, like, after school?
So after school, sometimes, you know, there'd be club activities, for example. But a typical day after school would be riding home on the school bus, of course, and that would take about 20 or 25 minutes, actually, to get home. And then I would either, do my homework if I was feeling very organized, you know, do my homework right away, or generally just, you know, have a snack, maybe watch a little TV or go hang outside with my sisters, play with the dog outside, that sort of thing. But just relax for a little while.
Okay.
I have to be perfectly honest. I usually didn't do my homework right away. I usually would relax for maybe an hour or two before getting to it.
Okay. So, ハイスクール時代を振り返っていただきましたけれどもね、実はハイスクールの話になると、実はね、偶然なんだけど、最近ちょっとハイスクールの頃のことを考えたのよねっていうのは、reunion と言いましたね、reunion。同窓会ですよ。これがですね、20年前のクラスの同窓会っていうんで、私もう年が分かっちゃうわねっていうような話でしたけれどもですね、みんな算数が弱いから分からないと思いますよね。いうことでですね、実は、まあ、高校時代ですね、ドイツ語を結構得意だったということでね、ちょっとだけ言っていただきましたが、皆さんもどうでしょうか。昔勉強したことっていうのが引き出しの中に入っちゃって忘れちゃっているようでも何かのきっかけでどっとこう出てくるっていうのね。ですからドイツに行った時にですね、案外ドイツ語はですね、忘れてたのがこう出てきた。 っていうね、話なんですけれどもさ、ちょっと学校のですね、修学旅行みたいのあんのかなと思ったら、高校によって違うんだと、スーザンさんの高校では大した修学旅行と呼べるようなものはなかったようですね。近所のステートパーク行ってですね、なんかこれ、ちょっとした遠足の類で終わりっていう感じですよね。さあ、まあ皆さんが最も関心が高いと思われるデートについてズバッと切り込んでみたんですけれどもね、案外実はスーザンさんはシャイで奥手という感じなんですね。ですから17歳でですね、デートしたんだけど、やっぱりデートっていうと洋の東西を問わず世代を問わずやっぱり映画っていうのが王道ですよね。私もちょっと思い出しましたけどね。ということで、さあ皆さんも最初のデートの頃ちょっと思い出しながらね、付き合った相手が久しぶりに連絡してきたなんていうね、話、こんなドッキリするような話が今日出ちゃいましたけどね、聞かれて困るってことないんでしょうかね、大丈夫でしょうかね、なんて私が心配したってしょうがないんだけど。 Alright, let's go on to the phrases now
Okay, well, the first phrase is to take a walk down memory lane or to take a trip down memory lane. This means that you're reminiscing, you're thinking about the old days, maybe feeling nostalgic. So, for example, you could say, seeing my friends at the reunion was like a trip down memory lane.
これね、ちょっとロマンチックな表現だと思いますよね。Walk down memory lane, あるいは trip down memory lane.Memory lane. いずれにしても最後の lane は L-A-N-E 小道ですよね。だからどうですか、あの比喩表現としておしゃれですよね。思い出の小道をたどるみたいなね、そういう感じの表現です。動詞は walk down でもいいし、 take a trip down memory lane というような言い方でもいいですね。さあもう一度例文を聞きましょう。
Seeing my friends at the reunion was like a trip down memory lane.
ね、再び reunion、同窓会出てきましたよね。英語の表現っていうのはなかなかいいですよね。reunion、再び結集する、一緒になる。ね、ということで、All right, what's the second one?
The second one is, if memory serves. Now, if memory serves is an expression that you'll use to mean, if I remember correctly,and then follow it up with some sentence. So, for example, you could say, if memory serves, Ken worked in Malaysia before joining our company.
うん、これはね、またまたとても役に立つ表現だと思います。If memory serves っていうんですね。で、今、スーザンさんの説明の中にもあったようにですね、よく話の冒頭でですね、まあ私の、記憶が間違っていなければ、あるいは私の記憶が正しければ、とこう前置きをして、それで話し始める。まさにこのですね、私の記憶が正しければ、If I remember correctly という表現と同じ意味を持ったのが、If memory serves っていうんですね。ぜひ覚えたいですね。もう一度例文を聞きましょう。
If memory serves, Ken worked in Malaysia before joining our company.
うん。ということでですね、まあ、私の記憶が正しければ、我が社に入社する前、Ken はマレーシアで働いてたんじゃないのかな？こんな感じですよね。ということで、And if memory serves, I think we're supposed to finish the talk now.
Well, true.
All right, see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー。
スポンサードバイオリンピス。
クロスカルチャルセミナーをお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか？ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。
え？1日24時間、
それでいくと何日録音しっぱなしでいいのみたいなね。うん。AM FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。 20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で、語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいなこれは。しかも早聞き遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なので、ポッドキャスト番組はもちろん、音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはボイストレック .jp にアクセス。さあ、これであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。オリンパス。